Mix 94.7, KMCH, it is 8:19, guest of the day rolls on. Tim Vick is here, known water skier. Have you ever actually been water skiing?
I have.
See, I was not lying.
I've never done it barefoot, though.
I've never done it, period.
Really?
Yeah, I once behind a boat on a raft.
Okay, that's not...
Not the same.
That's tubing. Okay.
Well, that's the closest I've got. But yeah, I got injured. I had a bruise up and down. I never did it again. So, but that's not why you're here. We're not here to talk about that. Big meeting last night. A lot of ground covered. Let's jump right into it. Speaking of water, this wetlands project that the city is going to be taking on.
Yeah, we're moving forward with the wetlands project. This is the water quality initiative project that we're working with IDOLS on. Basically, we're putting in a meandering wetland.
So what does that mean? It moves from place to place, or how does that work?
Well, water does flow downhill.
Yeah, but the wetland project.
the meandering part of this means it's not a straight line. It does have a little curve and bend to it.
Okay.
And the idea here is to slow the water down so it has time to drop the nutrients out of the water so things can settle. And then what we're trying to do is get some plants and some vegetation that will take up those nutrients and use those before they get into the groundwater.
Gotcha. It's not like, all right, well, it was on the north side of town last week. It moved to this. No, it doesn't mean that. Is that something unique to the city of Manchester and kind of this area then?
It is. This is the first meandering wetland that's been put on like an urban fringe. Okay, understand that Manchester's urban in certain technicalities.
I didn't say anything. I mean, but that is a unique, neat project, though.
It really is. This will be the first one in the state of Iowa that is kind of situated the way it is. So it's going to be kind of an example for the communities of what they can do. And if this works out really well, we want to do a couple more of them because we have three dry runs that run into town, and that's where we have a lot of stormwater that comes in, runs through the community. And so if we can clean up the water, do some better water quality with that, because it's coming from runoff. And so if we can take care of that, that'll help. It won't necessarily address flooding. Mm-hmm. Obviously, flooding is flooding. So you get the 100-year flood. We can't necessarily address that, but we can help out like the 25-year flood.
Gotcha.
Or 25-year rain event. I mean, that's really kind of what we're looking at. But so what we're doing here is really just trying to do water quality. We're going to see how this impacts our nitrates that we have in our water system. Does this show that it actually does some reduction or slows the increase?
Gotcha. Okay. So something new that way. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a couple other things on the list here. This lease agreement with DUPACO, the NICC Manchester Center, that has been renewed now.
Yep. The city's renewed our 3-year lease agreement with DUPACO. We did this, has it been 12 years now? So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of getting NICC and Upper Iowa University back into the community. This was part of our Good to Great event. And so we had partnerships that we were working with them and the committee in the community to bring in NICC to provide services for our businesses and the school systems here. And so we've set up this facility out of DUPACO facility or DUPACO for NICC to operate out of. And they're using that and they'll use it again for another 3 years. As they're offering services, post-secondary education, they've got summer camps this summer going on for kids. They work with our school systems, provide services for the kids that are looking at post-secondary opportunities. So really this was kind of the way we put together an opportunity for us to work with NICC and have that exposure here in the community.
And unlike everything else where the price keeps going up, that only went up $100. Well done, sir.
Yeah, $100. DUPACO really enjoys the partnership with the city and with NICC. So this 3-year agreement, it went up $100. The year before, the contract before, it went up $100. So really, DUPACO has treated us very well. Mm-hmm. We've been very appreciative of their partnership and willingness to work with us. NICC does a nice job. Having a child that was recently going through a driver's education and the moped course, just the different things that NICC can offer in the community. And most people don't necessarily realize that until they need that service. And then they're going, well, where can I find it?
Yeah. And you don't have to leave. You can do it right here.
Absolutely.
Tim Vick with us this morning, guest of the day. One of the projects I'm most excited about, Shelley Park. And now we are even closer because the check has been written now, which is nice.
We have a contract, so we're moving forward right now. I am securing an architect to finalize the plans. The University of Iowa students were put together a concept for us and gave us an idea of what the budget should be for that. And so now we'll have that fine-tuned with an architectural firm, and then we'll start construction probably this fall.
Well, and I was going to ask you, since you had the design so close to the actual, you know, funding mm-hmm. coming in, are you running into the risk of, well, when it was designed, prices were this, but now they've gone up? Whereas this design, we're talking a couple months ago, and here now you're ready to start moving on it.
Prices still fluctuate quite a bit, mm-hmm. and we may change some of the materials. Instead of doing a concrete retaining wall, we might use some limestone blocks, kind of like what we have on the banks there. Just depends what we can do for some value-added engineering in there. So, you know, there's going to be a few fine tweaks there. But yeah, it's we should be really close, and that's really what we're looking at. Here's our budget. This is what we want to work.
Gotcha. And then speaking of parks, there was an ordinance a reading of a new ordinance about alcohol consumption in some of the parks here in town.
Yeah, this is a new policy change. The council had the first reading on the ordinance. Basically, what this does is it allows people to consume alcohol, beer, wine in the city's parks, not Beckman Sports Complex and not the Family Aquatic Center. But there were other parks. So if you're down for music on the Maquoketa, if you're down there for the cardboard boat regatta and you want to have a beer while you're down there participating in those events, you can do that after the council approves the second and third reading.
Don't do it now.
Don't do it now. It's not legal yet. But this was something that's been requested. We have a number of people that would like to be able to enjoy the parks with a container of beer or something. Mm-hmm. And so this is something the council's looked at and said, okay, we'll give it a try. If this doesn't work, we'll repeal it.
Yep, there you go. Final question, at least for me. East Main, how's the project coming along?
It's moving along. We're into that phase now where we have the stoplights up, one-lane traffic, and I appreciate everyone that's being patient out there and taking their turns, making sure they're paying attention to what's going on. This will be in effect for quite a while yet, until mid-August. Right now, probably for the next 4 weeks, they'll be on the lane that they're in right now. They're going to start doing the water main. That'll be a week and a half. This is what the contractor said today. You know,
this morning before you walked in.
Yeah, so you know things are subject to change. So a week and a half for the water main and then a week and a half for the sanitary sewer. So that's 3 weeks. I'm going to give them another week to mm-hmm. cover things. And then that lane will get shifted as they work on the south side. So you'll be kind of going down the middle.
Okay.
Pay attention to the traffic signs and everything.
Slow
else.
Down, pay attention, just kind of keep an eye on what you're doing.
And if you're going to Earlville or Delaware, take New 20.
That's because they just go out by Quick Star and Walmart and go that way and everything.
Or go down Bailey Drive. You know, it's just
that's a nice little drive. I've been taking that the last mm-hmm. few times. So
if you're just going through to another community, take New 20 and try to ease up on the congestion out there because you know we have a lot of businesses. They're all mm-hmm. still open and you know they have access to them. So please visit them. You know, make sure you're using them as well because. We're trying to work with them and not impact their business as much. I've had a couple requests on a couple businesses that, you know, while you're at the stoplight, please leave room for cars to access driveways. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't think about that as much, but if you see a driveway, try to leave space between you and the other car so someone can get through.
Absolutely. Any final points from you, sir, that we didn't cover?
You know, you didn't talk about how hot it's going to be today.
Well, I was trying to. I've been sweating since I walked in at 10 after 5 this morning, and the air is even on. It's what? We're 85 already, and it's not even 8:30 yet. So.
You know, and the other thing I want to say is congratulations to the Chamber on a successful Ruby Q.
Yeah, oh, what a fun day that was.
It was
a gorgeous
day for it. Okay, maybe I'm overboard on gorgeous. It wasn't hot.
Yeah, I think the cloud cover was great. It kept the heat from building up and everything.
It wasn't too windy. I've been down there a few times when it's been really hot or it's been really windy. Mm-hmm. You can't keep things, but it looked like a great turnout. Nice job with the food trucks that came in. Franklin Street Brewery looked like they had an interesting beer there.
Yeah, the strawberry rhubarb. We the guys from Channel 9 bought some and took some home with them. So,
you know, anytime we can sell things to people out of town,
right?
That's a great thing.
And I'm told, I don't know if you've heard it yet, but Dave Wakefield said he's doing the full 5K while eating a rhubarb pie next year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're taking pictures.
If he pretends that he didn't say it, don't believe it for a minute, because I'm sure he said it. So, Tim, remind everybody the city website, the app, and everything they need to have
absolutely.
On their phone.
Absolutely. Download the app either on Google Play or Apple, whatever website they use for
this. The Apple whatever website. That's what I call it. Yeah, I don't even know what it is called. Yeah. Apple Apps or something.
Apple Store.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then the city website's manchester-ia.org. You can get your information. Oh.
What?
I forgot to mention.
What?
We can take credit cards now.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot that phase has come and gone now.
It has come and gone. And so, yes, we're able to take credit cards
and debit cards. See, look, I'm even sweating sitting here now. Man. Just like my upper lip is sweating and you're doing all the work. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Repeat what you were saying.
We can take debit cards and credit cards now. So if you need to make a payment, you can call in and do it over the phone. We can do it online. We have one broken link, but there is another link on the website that allows you to get to it. So we're still working on a website still under construction, like East Main.
There'll be lane shifting on the website. How's the air conditioner in your office, Tim?
It's working great.
Can we take some mic cords and go to your office? Because it is warm in here all of a sudden. It like the last 10 minutes, it like exponentially got warmer. So we're going to get a long mic cord and I'm going to do the rest of the show from your office. Tim, always good to see you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Justin.
Tim Vick with us here. Guest of the day on Mix 94.7 KMCH.